together. Come on. While I pray, no matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Claim it today. This means war. Well, good morning, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, you are here with Real Talk with Pastor E and my co-host, Minister Carolyn, who is traveling right now. She's listening. I see her on the board, but she's not available this morning. We got a little special episode this morning. But yes, domestic violence right next door. We are excited to continue this variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on the messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Now, some people say, why do you put the messages based on the messages and worship to our God? Well, everything we do must be given to God in honor and in worship. We're going to be stepping out into a series this week on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. Monday, starting Monday, we're going 3 days a week now, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 9 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast for Wake Up in Your Mind, Get Up in Your Thinking, and Move Within Your Purpose. That is live on Facebook, and then, you know, we also archive it and pass it out through texting and messaging, and we have an archive on YouTube of all of the messages. I think we've been going 3 years with Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Our Purpose, and we're just blessed to continue that. But we're going to be stepping into worship next week, and that's what we're going to really get into. But everything we do must be done to our God through worship. And what is worship? Extravagant respect to God, who is our Father. And yes, family, this is our number one disclosure here on the Now Network, is that, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open for those who are in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man and woman at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and we will. That's a promise. We will reach the lost and unsaved. And it's going to continue. Yes, we are going forward. We're moving to the next level in this series. And we've been going since January. Domestic violence next door. Oh, yes, they're always the month of October for the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But we've been talking here on the network of making this an everyday job, that we're always paying attention, and that we are not just one of the thousands of organizations that are in the limelight, but we are one of the organizations that is here daily through social media, through phone calls, through the Broad Talk Network, through the now Christian Radio for You, in any of the avenues that we can be available and also have solutions. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, being more effective and having solutions for people and not just a word. Oh, yes. You cannot go wrong with the word, but people need help. People need solutions to these problems and places to go. And we're quick to say, you know, call us, but where do we go from there? and acknowledging that we cannot accept the statistics anymore. One statistic: a woman is assaulted or beaten every 9 seconds. Oh my God, every 9 seconds. One in three women and one in four men have been in an abusive relationship. And one in five women and one of seven men have faced severe physical violence. I like that they're starting to include the men, that the epidemic is against women. But we also need to start being more vocal as men that have been through domestic violence or any source of violence. That's what we've been really wanting to touch on, is the any source of violence. Check this out. 20 people are abused by an intimate partner every minute. And that means that adds up to about 10 million each year. Look at those numbers. More than 200,000 phone calls are placed to domestic violence hotlines every year. 200,000. Check this out. An intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crimes. And in the presence of guns in a home where domestic violence is a problem, it increases the risk of murder by 500%. Wow, these numbers are astronomical, and we must do better. We're starting off here with the Now Network, and we're starting here wanting to reach more and be more available, but we need your help. Every broadcast, I want to start with encouraging you to share this avenue, this platform, with someone that needs to be heard or needs to just listen. And we want to be available that we can go forward and we can be effective. Oh my God, let's use that word today, to be effective in people's lives. And I'm excited for today. We have a guest panelist this morning, and we just met through a friend in ministry, and we thought it would be for a business opportunity. Now it's turning into a ministry opportunity. Now it's turning into a fellowship opportunity. And then watch this. It's going to continue to be a covenant relationship that we have, because it's God. Covenant is of God and not of people. But let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Minister Denise Peters is a Christian therapist with many years of experience in providing clinical therapeutic services to adults and children. Minister Peters was born in, and I'm going to let her say, but it's not Guyana, but it's spelled G-U-Y-A-N-A in South America, and has been working in the medical field, providing psychotherapy and to many persons with life-threatening issues. And without any further ado, I want to bring Minister Denise on this morning. Good morning, Minister Denise. Welcome to the Now Network and Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, Pastor E, and good morning to all the listeners today. Good morning. God bless you today.
God bless you, too. I hope you're smiling. I think that's something God has kind of encouraged in us, to keep that smile rich. Well, thank you for taking such a – it was a short notice. We just met, and I invited you on, and here you are. So thank you for answering the call. And I've given a little bit about you, but won't you share – who is Minister Denise Peters with our listeners?
Well, you know, my name is Denise Peters. I was born in Guyana, South America. I came here over 20 years ago, and I was grateful for the opportunity to attend college and university here. I got a bachelor's and my master's in social work. And God has been calling me for a long time, but I have been telling the Lord, you know, just give me some time. Let me put things in order. And finally, this year, God has used many people to confirm to me that this is the appropriate time that I need to launch out into the deep and start the ministry that He has been always calling me to start. And the name of that ministry is Love, Hope, and Healing Ministries International. And this ministry is basically focused on women who are abused, women and girls, basically domestic violence or any type of abuse. And eventually also not limiting to human trafficking and you know, prostitution and those type of field. But
now... I'm glad you used that word. I'm glad you used that word, because I think I was sharing with you, I had been invited to an event. It was like human trafficking. I'm thinking that it's, you know, people being trafficked overseas and stuff. Like when I got there and I said, well, they changed the name of prostitution to human trafficking. And I want our listeners to be aware of those two different scenarios, because they mean the same. And there's people out there that need our help. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor E, for clarifying that. So, you know, so God has been, you know, he has called me, and he has called me to be that voice to reach those women and girls that have been abused, has been neglected, has been forgotten. Those women and girls who are wounded, those that are carrying heavy burdens, you know, those that are broken in spirit, those that are hurting in silence, those that have no hope or little hope, or those that don't have a voice. And God has given me a scripture, and I want to read that scripture this morning. And it's taken from the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. And it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." So when God gave me this scripture, I began to meditate on the scripture, and I said, okay, Lord, you know, what is it? And as I dissect the scripture, God said, "I have anointed you." And we know that whom he has called, he has anointed. He said to preach the gospel to the poor. And who is the poor? We're not talking about materially poor, right? We are talking about those who are spiritually poor.
Right.
Right? He said, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." He said, "A broken and a contrite spirit he would not despise." And when we look, Pastor E., the reason Jesus spoke this word, this was the essence of his ministry, to set the captives free, to liberate us from any type of bondage. And we know that many women today are walking around in bondage.
Yes.
Now, this is not limited to men, but just my ministry that God is calling me is more geared towards women. There are men like you, Pastor E, who are doing that work for other men, but it's not limited to men. My events,
right,
women,
right, right.
Men can come, it's fine. You know,
amen.
But
amen.
We know a lot of them are suffering in silence. And why is that? Because when you look into the scriptures, you look at Genesis and Revelation, we know that the enmity was between the devil and a woman.
That's right.
And every woman is a threat to the devil. And it's unfortunate that many women do not know what they are carrying. You know, God has given women only the womb to travail and bring forth new things. There's so much that has been bestowed on women. But unfortunately, the enemy has come in and has, you know, come into any type of abuse. You know, there's so many types of abuse. And I was doing my research, oh gosh, the mental abuse, emotional abuse, you know, physical abuse, all type of abuse.
Verbal abuse, yes.
Verbal abuse.
Financial abuse. I mean, we talked about this about four weeks ago, of all the different ways of abuse, that people just don't have to be bruised or beaten to be in an abusive relationship. And
exactly.
That's where a lot of us need to pay more close attention is because we hear it. You know, we hear it and be like, they'll get over it. No, we have to be more attentive. We've done some studies, and I was looking at that when people pay close attention to what's going on, domestic violence is lower in that relationship when there's people of accountability around. It started out abusively, but I'm looking at some victims that made it through, you know, that were in an abusive marriage, abusive relationship, that have now become victorious because they let people in instead of keeping it hidden and not telling someone. I think shame was a big number one part of people not saying it. They didn't want them to know that they were their husbands. That women didn't want people to know that their husbands were like that because they were respected in other areas, and people hold it in because of that. And that's where we have to get better at listening.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And, you know, it's of no economic status, all type of economic status. You know,
yes.
I worked in a DV shelter back many years ago. And I had clients there who were doctors, who were lawyers, who were pharmacists. So it doesn't limit anyone based on your socioeconomic status or your educational level.
Right.
Right? And sometimes we look at a person, oh, that person have a good job, they might have a nice home, whatever, and we think that everything is fine. But that person might be hurting inside, you know?
That's right.
They might be
right.
carrying a heavy burden that we, me and you don't know.
Exactly.
So God wants us to bring awareness to this because he wants to liberate us.
That's right.
He wants to liberate us. You know, myself, a gentleman, another colleague of mine who's a social worker, he said, why do you think God has called you into that ministry? Have you been through some things? And I paused for a while. And I had to, because, you know, being a social worker and, you know, I really don't look back at my past. I just try to focus on where I'm going. And so I had to pause for a minute and God began to minister to me. He began to take me back to my childhood days. And, you know, I grew up in a home where my dad was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And my dad would come home and I would be his target because I was the only girl. And he has done all sort of thing except for sexually abused. My
right.
dad tried to kill me. He had done everything. And he hated me. He would just look at me, and if I'm sitting on the table, he'd turn the whole table upside down. All the food would be a big mess, you know, because the enemy had come in. I was using him against me. But, you know, today I love my dad. And
yes.
I am so grateful that God allowed me to go through that experience because he wanted to use me for this purpose today. I had another experience many years ago that God bring to my memory when I was a teenager. I left to go, my mom, we went to, they had a celebration thing going on, and myself and a friend, my mom let us go. I was in the evening. When we were coming back, they had this thing was popular back in the 70s, breakdancing. And so these guys would do breakdancing and people would pay money to go and see. We didn't have no money. We met these two guys who we knew, and they said, we will pay for you guys to go. Well, we went, and we noticed the guys were just hanging out with us. They didn't want to leave our side. After we left to come home, the one was, he was walking with me. There were two cousins, the other one with my friend. But next I know, when the one that was walking with me got to his street, he started pulling me down to his street. And I was fighting, and, you know, I used all my strength to fight this guy. And after he realized that I was putting up a fight, he began to punch me in my face. And he was, you know, getting really violent at that moment. And I know the Holy Spirit said to me, scream, just scream. You're having me screaming. Just use your voice and scream. There was a big house on the other side. I think it was a doctor was living there. And I screamed rape with all my might. And then he gave me the last blow, and he took off running. And that's how I ran home. Now, when I woke up the next day, my face was all bruised and battered. My mom, I had to lie to my mom and told her I fell and all this whole story. And
yeah.
That was something I was carrying for a long time. And I met a girl who was a good friend, and you know, I was sharing the story, and she said, Denise, you know, this guy did that to many girls. You are not the only one.
Right.
And maybe a few months later, I got a message that he got into a motorbike accident, and his body was dismembered. And I was in shock, and it hurt me, because today I would introduce that young man to Christ if I know him.
Right,
you know,
right,
and I
right.
would pray for his soul.
Mm.
And
you said something a minute ago. You said something a minute ago, and I want to catch on that before we get off of that. You said that you were blessed to go through that, to
right.
now help somebody else. That was
right.
pretty profound right there, that you were like, you said, I'm thankful that I made it through that, because now mm-hmm. I can use it to help someone else. That's powerful mm-hmm. for someone listening today that's still going through that, but to have the motivation to know that you've been used for
right.
a greater purpose. And mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. one person out there is going to hear this broadcast is going to say, wait a minute, I can look better today, or I can see it differently today, because now I'm a vessel instead of being a victim. Oh, you like that? You like that, being a vessel instead of a victim? That came straight from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A vessel. Amen. But that's what I got out of that. I just wanted to kind of pinpoint that, because that's strong for
yes,
you to say that in your area now. Now, you're a social worker, so I know you meet a lot of people. And
yes.
How is it? Because I know there's probably another social worker out there saying, how does she do her ministry and be in that field? Can you just share a little bit on how God is using you, even in your profession, to not mm-hmm. sit there and just talk Jesus and God on people, but to have the Spirit of God to do your job and be effective in people's lives?
Mm-mm. That is deep, Pastor E. And, you know, I am just fortunate to work as a hospice social worker. And so I work with the people who are basically dying. And most of them have cancer and, you know, this life-threatening illness. And it's a privilege for me to do that. Because, you know, Pastor, before I didn't have this job, I was praying for God to give me a job, and I never see myself working with dead people or people who are dying or whatever. And God opened this door for me to be there. And when I started this work, God opened my eyes because I used to live as though, you know, one day I'm going to get old and die. I never thought of, okay, a person can die any moment. I have patients, even babies. I have sometimes patients in the 20s, patients in the 30s, patients in the 40s, for all age group brackets. And I realized that, you know what? Life is not guaranteed to anyone. Some of my patients, I ask them, I said, when did you start getting this? They said, I was going to work 2 weeks ago, and next you know, I got a pain in my side. And next you know, I'm here. On hospice. And I have a lot of opportunity to minister to people. We have chaplains who usually go out and pray, but many times that door is open for me to pray with them. They will ask me, can you pray with me? And I would offer, can I say a prayer with you? And some of them are even able to share the gospel with them and minister to them at that moment. And you know, even if I'm not given that opportunity to share the love and the care that I give to my patient, is they cannot pay me to do that.
Right.
Because sometimes I even go beyond my call of duty. And this is for many social workers I know. They go beyond the call. They cannot pay social workers for what they do. Most social workers. They really, really care. We really, really care about our population that we work with. I worked for mental health before then. Oh, and I love my clients. You know, we had lots of fun. We do stuff together. I treat them with respect and dignity. And so most social work is a hard thing. It's a calling. That's how I look at it. It's not just something that.
It's not a job. I mean, you just said it. That's a call or a ministry in itself. First of all, it's not for high paying. We know if you don't have to tell your pay. We know just from statistics that it's not one of the highest paying jobs in America. But it can be so fulfilling because you're helping people to change their lives, and there has to be a reward in that too. And I'm glad you said that. That most of the social workers you know are doing the same thing because most people think it's just a job. You know, and maybe that's something someone is going to start praying for social workers today, because we need to pray in these areas of people to be strengthened. And I'm glad you said that also.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to just share about my event on Saturday.
Yes.
It's my kickoff event.
No, say it again. Your launching party. This is your launching party.
My launching party. That's right. Yes, and it's gonna be held at the Embassy Suite Hotel by the airport.
Okay.
And those of you who would like to attend, give you my number. It's 562-519-1649, and you can call that number, and I'll be able to send you. The invitation.
Amen. Amen. This is a women's event. This is the kickoff launching party for Love, Hope, and Healing Ministries. Minister Denise is stepping out on faith. And I know that they're going to be gathering there. I'm looking at the program right now, so I can give some information out here. Services offered is going to be prayer and spiritual counseling, intake and assessment, domestic violence counseling for women and girls, empowerment training classes, career counseling, peer support through mentorship by survivors of domestic violence and abuse. The Love, Hope, and Healing Ministries mission is the mission of Love, Hope, and Healing Ministries International is to provide spiritually significant counseling, education, and mentorship programs for hurting women and girls. Her vision is to provide safe haven homes in California and multiple cities and countries for women and children impacted by domestic violence and abuse. Her goals are to have an 8-bed safe haven home open for women and girls in Los Angeles, California by December 2020. Look at her. She's setting goals, guys. to have a team of lay counselors available to provide spiritual support and counseling for women and girls housed in Safe Haven home by December 20th. Now, I read this, guys, because we just met. We have not talked about our mission to find properties throughout the United States, low prices that we could build up and have safe, secret havens for women and men across this country. We've been talking about this, Minister Denise, for months. And now here you come, and you already got a plan to have an 8-bed safe haven home here in the Los Angeles area. We see we need that information, and we need other ministries to start making plans. We've been speaking this thing. We're looking in the Carolinas. We're looking in Alabama. We're looking in Texas. We're looking in all the areas that have some cheaper properties that we could get those houses and make them available for people that we have somewhere that we can put them on the bus. And there's somebody at the other end waiting on them to get them settled, to get them in safe, in safe environments. And so I wanted to share that. Guys, if you want to connect with Minister Denise, you can do that. Through myself, through Facebook, and I know she gave her number. We're going to get that out there again before we close this broadcast. We want to take a moment now. If anybody's out there that would like to comment, have a question, maybe you're going through something and you don't even know how you got on this broadcast today, but there's something in your heart that you need to release, dial 1 right now. We want to bring you into the conversation. If you are here and you're like, man, I'm lost, I don't know what it is, and I know you said you're dedicated to God and Jesus and you want to know more, we really want to talk to you. We have a private room here on this broadcast that if you dial 1, we can take you in the green room. If you're in an abusive situation and you don't want to be heard here loud on the broadcast through internet or by phone, we do have that availability in the green room also. So Minister Denise, tell us again about your event. I've given a little information over what your ministry is about, but go ahead and take about 5 minutes if you were meeting or you had an opportunity to do a commercial and you wanted to share what's going on next Saturday, correct? And you want to take 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever the Lord says to you, but I'm just saying it doesn't have to be 5 words. Mm-hmm. And you want to share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can link up with you, and how some other ministries that we are connected with can covenant with you. Take this time right now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor E. Basically the event is it's a program that I have, and I have different things that are going to be people are going to be doing. We have worship. We have someone is going to talk about the purpose of the gathering, which is about the ministry. We have scripture reading. We have someone is going to do spoken words based on abuse. We have someone, Melinda Bray, is going to share her testimony. We have, and then we have me, who are going to share about I'm the founder of Love, Hope, and Healing Ministry International, and I'll be sharing about how God has called me and what he has called me to do and what I will be doing. I know Pastor E shared about many things that the services that the ministry is going to be offering, and yes, we're going to be doing that, and which is domestic violence counseling, empowerment training, and all those sorts of things. But that won't be happening at the event. The event is just an introduction to let people bring awareness to the ministry. But there's many things. There are many things that the Lord wants me to do within this ministry. And this ministry is just not local. It's going to be international. And as a pastor, he said, I'm really glad when you said that, we are going to be taking America by storm, because the thing is that we are going to start here before we go international. Because, and I say we because I see myself and Pastor E working really closely together. I believe our connection is divine. And for me to be on this program today, it is divine. But,
Amen.
Also, to have homes, to house these people, to house people who are in need of a place to stay after going through this crisis. So we want to start with California here and go to other states. And I am so blessed because God has been using so many people to help me already. I have someone is on board. She's ready to write a grant for me for $1.2 million. And I just need those who are listening to be in prayer for this because it would benefit everyone.
Amen.
And so I am so excited for what God is doing and what he will continue to do. He has promised that even next year, it's going to be greater things he would do. He would send more people in my path to help us. And, you know, then even the name of the ministry, it is a name that God has given me. He said, what I want you to do, I want you to love my people. He said, it doesn't matter what they look like, the economic status, what the background, I want you to love them. And so that is inclusive of everyone. And who is love? God is love. And then there is hope. Once you present God to people, then they would have that hope in him because he has gone to prepare a place for us. And then the healing process is a continued process. We are all in the process of healing. So God wants to heal. And so that's why where the name of the ministry comes from, Love, Hope, and Healing Ministries International. So as I said again, you can connect with me. You can give me a call. My number is 562-519-1649. And call me. And or get in touch with the ministry, and you will have more information regarding the events to come.
Amen, amen. I'm excited for what God is doing in your life and in your ministry. We want to definitely pray with you before we close this out. I'm not throwing nobody under the bus this morning. I know everybody has a lot going on today. I'm thankful for the listeners that are here today. Our board is full, so we definitely have listeners out there. But if you are in trouble and you are in need of a friend, definitely reach out to us. Get in touch with Minister Carolyn, Minister Denise, Minister Paula, Minister Monique, anybody connected to this ministry and covenant. We are trustworthy in each other. It doesn't have to be my number. It can be whoever God leads you to call. We will get you connected to the right people. And we just thank God for this broadcast today. Heavenly Father God, we first of all thank you for giving us the opportunity to lift you up, to magnify your name, and to glorify you in the visions and dreams that you have given us. Lord, we touch and agree, not by power and not by might, but by your spirit, Lord, that as we decrease of self and as we take agenda out and as we take our own motives out, that, Lord, you fill us with your spirit of love, that, Lord, as we go forward, as we minister, as we restore, Heavenly Father God, that you give us the right spirit to hold, to caress, and to love one another as we would have each other to be loved. So, Lord, be blessed today. Be magnified, Lord, and be used mightily as we open ourselves to be used, Lord, to change and to rearrange and to transform the minds of those that do not know you as your personal Lord and Savior. So, Lord, we thank you today that we will not leave this place the same. We decree and declare that we will be changed. We will be rearranged and we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And in Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Denise. God bless you. And I know we'll be talking really soon. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Oh, you're welcome. Know that you're loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, know this. You are beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody else tell you differently. If it's not positive, you better get it out.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, we're going to take you back this morning. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus.